You're back with the College of Energy Knowledge with your host, Chris DeHart, bringing you common sense energy solutions for your home or business. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-0170 for your free in-home energy audit. Once again, here's your host, Chris DeHart.
All right, coming back. This is the bottom of the hour. Thank you for listening. I've officially done two segments in radio successfully. I think successfully. If you're still listening, thank you very, very, very much. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio, and I am your host, Chris DeHart, and this is the College of Energy Knowledge, brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Simo, how's that water?
Oh, it's delicious.
Awesome. So right before the break, I did a nice little plug for Fuzzy Peach talking about their frozen yogurt bar. So we went into the frozen yogurt bar. We were having some nice yogurt, and they give back to the community. And I had met them at a fundraising event for a local nonprofit I'm a part of, Cape Fear Family Day. And I just started talking to her about our lights. I was like, wow, do you know that those are 65-watt light bulbs? And just had a quick conversation with her. Part of the Fuzzy Peach brand, they have to keep 6 lights on 24 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And to be efficient, they had thrown some CFLs in there, which we'll talk about in a second. I know what you think about them, same as I do. I asked her, I showed her how hot those bulbs were and asked if I could take them out for her and put my bulbs just so she could see what it looked like. Mm-hmm. She agreed. So we went ahead and took those 6 lights out and put our LEDs in. I conveniently enough left. So we came back about 2 hours later to check on them. She was blown away that she could reach up and touch our bulbs. We literally were able to take it out because it wasn't hot. And I said, for giggles, why don't I put one of your old bulbs in just so you can see what it used to look like? I put that CFL in. Her exact words were, oh, that's disgusting. Well, that's what you've had since you've opened. So
When you sign up for the utility company, you know, they're going to give you a huge box of those things and say, here's a bunch of, you know, compact fluorescents, you know, have a ball with them. You know, they say they're supposed to last for 5,000 to 7,000 hours of usage. Most people I talk to that have those, you know, they'll burn out within the first year.
Oh, they burn out very fast.
Just super quick.
And being that they had to keep those lights on 24 hours a day, long story short, we changed out all 6 of those, changed out 19 of the other overhead lights. But instead of putting a yellow warm light in such a bright area with a lot of natural light, we went ahead and put the cool lights, which is more of a white light coming in there.
Yeah.
And it completely changed the look of the frozen yogurt bar. And as you know, she got her money back in less than 3 months.
Easy. You know, and it's not, you know, it's about the cost savings too. It's like, you know, the LEDs are going to be a little bit more as an investment initially, but over time, I mean, it's going to do nothing but put money in your pockets.
Oh, absolutely. The average homeowner, now I don't know how you guys do it down in South Carolina, but up here in North Carolina, we're never going to ask somebody to change out a bulb that they never turn on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if I'm doing a home energy consultation, either commercial or residential, yeah, if they're interested in lighting, I ask them, like, well, which are the lights you use the most? And they say, oh, well, I usually use the ones in the kitchen are usually the most common, or if it's a living room. I said, well, you know, if you're looking to upgrade your lighting system, let's start here. And if you like the way they look, if you'd like to make a purchase, you know, aesthetically for other areas, then great. But to save energy, let's start with these ones first so you get your return on investment the best.
I could not agree more. And you and I know that we try to get them to get those bulbs in there because once they see what they look like,
oh yeah,
they're going to want to change them all out.
You know, once in a while, and I was talking to you about this on the way over, actually, you know, we do presentations just like you do. And if, you know, we can see folks for an appointment, we give them a free LED. Once they plug that in and look at it, you know, they end up ordering, you know, 10 or 12 more of them easy.
Oh, absolutely. So. One of the things I just want to mention to the guests, we are now streaming audio. Just go to our website and click the red listen live button on any computer, or click on the Apple or any Android app buttons and download our app on your mobile device. One of the videos that I really want to get out there one day. The beginning of this year, we had a focus group and put people in together, just get a nice approach on how we want to grow our company, because this is a little bit tough. You know, it's not selling roofs or windows that people can see. We're mm-hmm. selling energy. So it's a little bit tougher.
Yeah, it is tough because, you know, you make a wise purchase for the house, and that's insulation. you know, working with you, Chris, up here in Wilmington with your radiant barrier and yep. your other insulation that you guys do, the blown in as well. And that's not something that once it's installed, it's working for you as soon as you put it in, but you don't see it. It's up in the attic. So it's one of those things. It is kind of, you know, tough to tell sometimes, but once you educate people on it, it just makes sense.
Out of sight, out of mind. And one of the things that every summer we run into is people telling us that their stored items in their attic are getting ruined.
Yeah.
Candles melting. Well, of course, it's 146 degrees up there. Mm-hmm. One of the hottest ones we've seen this year was a metal roof. And I know a lot about metal roofing. I came from that industry. I got back from Iraq in 2004, and that's how I got my start in the home improvement industry is with metal roofing. And it just kills me, and I feel so bad, you know, the years of selling metal roofs thinking it was saving people money. So when I started my own company, that's one of the things that I did a lot of research on, what I'm actually selling. I'm sure you'll agree with me down there in South Carolina. What we've done here is as soon as I started my own company, I quit selling. We really quit selling. We go mm-hmm. in there, we offer solutions for the home, and when I'm done, people are asking us how much this is. We don't have to ask people for the order because it just makes so much sense.
No, it really does. You couldn't have said it better yourself. I mean, and a lot of times too, you know, I'll go do a home energy consultation. I know you've run into this too. Someone's got their heart set on something, you know, something that your company provides, but you go and check it out. And that is not something that's going to help that homeowner, you know, whatsoever. It's just not the right situation or solution for that issue. And, man, you know, just educating people about it, I can't tell you how appreciative, you know, people are saying, like, you know, thank you so much for saying that I don't actually need this. You know, this is going to be a better solution and it's cheaper. Because it's not really, when it comes down to it, it's not always about just making the money. It's about helping your customers. And that whole idea is we want to help them save energy.
That's what All About Energy Solutions is all about. I find that there's two types of home improvement companies out there. There's people that are out there to make money. Mm-hmm. And we all know those companies. I've worked for those companies. Yeah. And then there's people that genuinely care about what they do. I genuinely care about what I do. We had a customer, great customer, up in Westport in Winnebago. And we came back and looked at his bills over the last year, comparing them to the year before we did our work.
Mm-hmm.
And when we looked at it, we noticed that he'd only save 18% on his energy bill. Some of you might like that. I don't. I like to save people between 25 and 35% on their energy bill. So I mentioned to them while we were there, my installers, they actually heard the AC making some pretty weird noises and stuff like that. So I had mentioned that they needed to take a look at it. A friend of mine, Jim Benetti with Total Comfort Services, I referred him, and they just didn't have the time for him to come out. So long story short, when I looked at their bill and noticed that they'd only save 18% on their energy bill, I said, you know what? I'm going to come back and add some more insulation for you. We all know insulation doesn't stop heat. It just slows it down. Our radiant barrier does stop the heat. But in this case, all we did was the radiant barrier in his house and still the attic penetration. So we came back in and blew an extra 5 inches of insulation for him at no cost. The craziest part about it, you ready for it?
Tell me.
I'll tell you as soon as we come back. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio. I'm your host, Chris DeHart, with the College of Energy Knowledge.
Sun coming up over New York City. School bus driver in a traffic jam.